Yeah, so okay, finally got this shit working. This is my fucking fourth time reshooting this retarded shit because I bought the microphone and the quality of what the microphone was, it just did not validate. It was like $80 for the microphone. It wasn't an expensive microphone, but still, it just the quality of improvement just it really wasn't worth it. So I packed that shit up and I'm taking it back tomorrow. But anyway, I want to go on the topic of history just repeating itself. And it, especially with women, it really repeats itself. And women absolutely never grow. They never mentally grow. And see, this is why women are consistently the lesser sex throughout history. Like their brains never, ever grow and grow out of themselves to a higher level of thought. They don't. This is why you don't see many female philosophers. This is why when you do, you might catch one female psychologist, some shit like that. Their brains, they wonder why they don't earn as much as men. Well, it's because their brains don't go as high as men's do because of what they were. They were born into being gratified and being, you know, handed shit that they took for granted for the first 25 years. And then after that, they're wondering why they can't keep up with men. Well, like you were playing life on easy mode the first 25 years of life. So you have no concept of medium or hard difficulty. So it's like they're just fucked up for the rest of their lives. But if you go back throughout history, like, and seriously, go back in time throughout history, it's the same story every time. And I just got reawakened to it by reading Da Vinci's biography. Now, Da Vinci was gay. But all the people around him, you watch with all the people around him that were straight, what they kept doing. They would marry a 16-year-old, 17-year-old girl. And then when she got too old, they would pump and dump some older woman on the wrong side of 25. And then get back to marrying another 16, 17-year-old girl. Like in the 1400s, nobody fucked with bitches on the wrong side of 25. You see, like, it's definitely nothing new. This is history. Then this is women's and men's nature. Because women just they just naturally get in one form or another, they're going to become undesirable for marriage. Okay, they can always get a woman can always get pumped and dumped. That's never a woman's problem. The ugliest, fattest woman could go suck a dick within an hour. Okay. Like that sex for women is not the problem. A woman's problem, a woman's problem since the beginning of time is longevity with anything and keeping something around after that initial, hi, do you want to fuck me? After that is where their difficulties come in. You see, like keeping anything going. So seriously, like look throughout any hit point in time and be honest with yourself, how on a total average of women, how many times did men how many times did a man who was worth anything and had self-confidence and awareness, how many times did those men genuinely want to go out and start a relationship to get married with any woman over the age of 25? Okay. And usually the few women who did fit that criteria were bitches like Cleopatra, like the Beyoncés. And see, this is the part that women's brains don't understand also. Just because Cleopatra did that shit, just because Beyonce did that shit doesn't mean the other 595 billion women on the planet can do that same shit. like, I mean, you see it with all types of shit women do. It's like if you see one bitch with that Emma Watson close hairstyle or the Halle Berry hairstyle that was short. See bitches' brains, they don't know how to comprehend reality outside their own brain. They just think, oh, I'm a woman. I can do that too. And no, you can't. You don't look right. And it's funny because they'll get their feelings hurt because of it. Now, let's say me, I'm 5'7", 140 pounds total. If I start walking around in muscle shirts all the time, walk like this, they look at me like I was crazy. And it's perfectly fine then because it's a man going through the problem of it. But when it's a woman going through the problem, you're supposed to be nice and blah, blah, blah. And like I said, that came from being born into having everything handed to them. They're used to always being lied to and told that they're great, blah, 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 because they were just a little girl or some guy just wanted to fuck her. So they're so used to it. They don't even know how to, like, like a woman's brain, unless she was born fat, ugly, or something like that, and she already understands it, like their brains cannot grow out to that level of genuinely understanding life. You see, like, see, this is why, like, after they hit 30, like the whole thing, the same old phrase, where'd all the good men go? They're all still right there. They just don't want you. Like, because you slid into that, you on that wrong side of 25. You know, like, because it's, but history, it definitely repeats itself. And like nowadays, feminism is just the current way of feminism is just now the group that all these women go to. Okay, but it would have been the same, like it was the same thing all along. Now they just have a specific group they can go in and, you know, and fume and vent to each other and try to destroy men and all the younger women that's coming up before them. You see that now feminism is just that group to do it now. But it was always that, just like the incelibates and all that shit like that. See, like all these people, it was the same shit all along. Now, where they just have groups, just like with diseases, like a lot of these diseases that always existed, just nobody knew a name for it. Nobody knew how to find it in a human body. But a lot of these diseases are definitely not new diseases. They've existed for a long, like there's like second, like STDs and shit like that. STDs, they've always been around. People just didn't know what it was, didn't have a name for it. Therefore, it didn't exist, you know, on scripture. But it was always there. It didn't just creep up, ding, like, you know, it just start happening. You see, but yeah, back to the original topic. Like, when women hit over 25, and honestly, I say really, to be honest about it, man, 25 is really at the point where it's really over. I'd say after 23, and in all honesty, as far as women's genuine attractiveness, I'd say between the ages of, like I say, okay, you do the math on the history of time and what, you know, and all that shit like that. I mean, and seriously, study history and watch what guys did with what girls type of shit. I say between the ages of, I say between 14 and 15, some people will even say 13. Let's just say from 13 to about 23 is really the prime age period of when she's not complete, when the girl's not completely bitter, distraught, mad at the world, you know, all that shit. Those are the prime ages. And then anything after that, it's all on this whole, they're on a clock. I didn't marry. There's a younger girl coming out that's prettier than me. I got to go find something else. I got to find a job. I got to find a man to take care of me. I got to get a house. I got to have some kids. Like they're constantly on a clock with it. And they never learn. It's just like, it's seriously the same thing over and over and over again. The guys, you have always used the 25 and ups as pump and dumps. And the only guys who are willing to sit there and genuinely try to start a relationship with women over 25 are going to be the lesser desirable men. That's just the reality of the situation. When you really break it down, because once she hits over 25, that woman is, like I said, I said this in a video a long time ago. Once they hit over 25, they're going to drift into one of two categories every time. And I promise you, I don't care who it is. This is what it is. Either she's going to slide in category A, she's going to fuck any guy with a job and has a pulse, or she's going to slide into category B, and she's going to think that her accomplishments make her so high and so mighty that she's looking for the next best thing while her value's slowly going down. They're going to fall into one of those two categories. I'm telling you, it happens like that every time. This is why men say don't mess with women over 25, because once they hit over 25, it's going to be one or two, and neither one of them are worth marriage at that point. They're both fucked up. Neither one of them are worth going out your way to spend time and effort into. Okay, they can be used as pump and dumps. I'm not saying that. But I mean, but to put genuine effort in and to deal with it and exist with that, no, a less desirable. And see, the thing is, I can sit here and say it, but see, women know this. You see what I'm saying? Like, they know this. But most women, they don't want to acknowledge it head on, but they know it. You see, because this is why women over 25 are always miserable as fuck. They're always miserable. They are consistent. And this is why women younger than that are not miserable. They might get, I mean, every woman's gonna be, you know, bitchy at times, But the ones who are over 25, they're walking balls of misery. And the reason why, when they hit over 25, they're walking balls of misery is because she knows she's out of her prime. So she knows, since she's out her prime, the only men that's going to want her are men that are close to her level of being out their prime. And this man is, to her, a lower quality man, also known as the man who's probably about equal to her. So now she's just so depressed and mad because the guys that she wants are going after what she used to be. And the guys, only guys that are left are guys that must be fucked up because they're fucking with her. You see? So it's like women know these things. Like, they know it. They just don't openly say it out loud. But they know it. And this is why when you deal with women younger than 25, they're usually, you know, I mean, they can be bitchy, but it usually doesn't take long for you to get them to start talking and laughing and shit. But when they hit over 25, it's really just not worth it. Unless she's talking about fucking in the first 3 minutes of you talking to her, it's really just not worth the effort of dealing with her. Okay. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. I'm telling you, man. If you got any self awareness about yourself with it, it's really when you notice the reality of the whole thing. Like I say, travel the world, man. I would recommend that it should be illegal for any man who is not at least of 30 years of age and has traveled the world, and not traveled America, traveled the world. Okay, not go move from Tennessee to Oregon. And that, no, because it's the same culture, it's the same shit. I'm talking about travel to see completely different cultures. And then you start seeing all the commonalities that come into play with it. And it reforms your whole thought process into what you're seeing. It's like, oh, I see. Like the great prophet Lil Wayne said, and this is real shit. He said he had his heart broken by a woman named Tammy, but hoes are going to be hoes, so he couldn't blame Tammy. That's real shit. That's real shit. And you see, that's real shit. But there's a lot of guys out there who will say it, but they don't really fully understand it. You see, you had to have lived in other places and watched. It's the same thing. Okay, for example, you can go to the poorest part of the planet and you go to the richest part of the planet. And I tell you what you do. I tell you what, pull out your phone and pull up a picture of a badass bitch on your phone, right? To let's say like a 9-year-old boy. He's sitting in the middle of fucking in the middle of India shining shoes for 15 cents, you know, an hour, right? Show him this shit and ask him, what do you think you would have to do to get this woman? And his first response is going to be, I'm going to have money. I got to be cool. it's a constant. You see, like, these are constants in history that have been it's so much of a constant. The 9-year-old boy is going to know it. You see what I'm saying? And he grew up in poverty. He ain't ever even seen a bitch like that day in his life. And he already knows what it's going to take to get her. You see what I'm saying? The constants in the world are great. And see, in America, where I'm from in the U.S., we have this delusional mentality, probably because we pretty much catapulted the greatness in a record amount of time for how long we've been around. Because I've talked to other friends, like in Europe, they have trash cans older than our country. I've walked past statues on street corners that are older than the United States. Okay, so America, we're in this whole like rookie phase. We think we can change the world. Like we're theoretically that young teenager. We think we can change the world in 15 minutes, and we can put our philosophies here and there and fix everything in 15 minutes. Like, no. This world was here before us, and it's going to be here after us. As long as we don't get hit by a comet or some shit like that. Like, these are constants. Like, you trying to fight the male patriarchy and all that shit. See, when shit like that comes up, when women start talking about, oh, that's a man-dominated world, blah, blah, blah. Whenever women start talking like that, see, women are so dumb in this regard. They don't realize their own nature, okay? No matter how much power or money a woman gets, she will always want a man who has a little bit more than her. Always. The only reason why they settle for a guy lesser than them is because her self-esteem is fucked up, probably because her friends are prettier than her or something like that, or she knows she's bad at sex and has no sex drive. There's a reason why women settle for guys who aren't at least a little bit better than them. Okay. I'm telling you, it's their nature. They must do this. You see, okay, look back in the history of time, right? And let's just use the Da Vinci, since I'm reading the biography of Da Vinci. Like, they're going through his family members and shit like that. The bitches did the same shit back then. A poor little girl who was, you know, 14, 15 years old, she don't fuck with none of the poor men. But when, okay, back then, notaries were like they weren't the rock stars, but they were like, you know, the more wealthier men. If you were a notary, you were well off back then. And they would go off and easily pump out a baby by a dude who was a notary, but they ain't fuck with none of those broke dudes around her. it was the same shit. It's that hypergamy. That hypergamy, it's always been hypergamy. It's always been like that. When to be a woman is to be prostitute. That's what it is. The women, like 80% of women, if they had the option, they would go out after the top 20% of men. And preferably, they prefer the top 5%. And then slowly kind of trickle up and down between the last 15%, depending on the day and how they feel. But it's all, hypergamy has always been a thing. Like I said, perfect example. Hypergamy has always existed. There just wasn't a name for it. So people just didn't really want to accept it and didn't really exist. And, you know, it was just that kind of thing. But it's always existed. It was never just happily be created because a few men got angry because they couldn't get pussy. It was literally the logic of time. This is what has happened year after year since humans have been around. Women would rather lay up in a group underneath a man who's of some power than to be in a one-on-one relationship with a dude who's on the same level as her. I think what Donovan Sharp said, women would rather share an alpha than to be saddled with a beta. And I think he got that from somewhere, but that's real shit. It's them. It's what they do. They can't help it. Like, I would say get mad at it, but you just have to be aware of it. This is what they do. And by the time they start trickling down off that where they really want to be. Okay, perfect example. Look back and this happened all the times throughout Europe. Like when king or around the world, kings they would have castles and all the bitches up under there would be having their kids. See, this is why incest was so crazy back in a video I talked about a while ago. Why they had to start distributing money out into the city, because when the king would be in that castle and be sitting at home, he would like any man, he's gonna keep women around working, the chambermaid. Everybody, the babysitter, the mother bitch that teaches the other kids, and he's gonna be impregnating all those women, right? So what's gonna happen? Okay, so the women get impregnated, so they all raise each other's kids up, and they raise each other up, and then the girls, what are the girls gonna do in that family? They're gonna try to stay in that castle. So what are they gonna do? They're gonna fuck the cousin, keep a kid there, because they're getting ready to go fuck Roy. That fixes wheels on chariots. She ain't trying to fuck that and be stuck out there, stuck out there in that heat. She tries to sit up in that castle with a fan. Like, I mean, you just got to do it's hypergamy. It's what, like, and like I said before, a woman would rather fuck her own brother or cousin if that brother or cousin is of some wealth and value. She would rather fuck him than to go out there and fuck, you know, some random motherfucker sweeping the floor. She would rather fuck the brother or cousin. If you let her truly, truly get away with that shit and not judge her about it and not introduce any form of judgment on her about it, she would rather do that. Most of them would rather do that. See, nowadays there's too much shame against that. So another question I like to ask girls is this: would you do porn and stuff like that in America, Czech Republic, everywhere? And it's usually the same response. And I got this one response from a buddy of mine's wife while she was sitting in front of me. It's the same response. And he never heard her talk like this. So he got mad about it. Most women would do porn as long as they found out as long as they knew that nobody would find out that they ever did it. Most women would be prostitutes and do porn. That most women would. It's easy money for them. Women don't care about sex like men do. See, men care about the whole purity thing and all that shit. Women don't care about that shit, especially when it comes to like doing porn or working in brothels. Most women don't. Like, all they got to do is open a hole and just sit there and just fake moan for a while, you know, and just be woman. And then and they'll get paid. You know, it's an easy form of income for them. Men are the one who are keeping tabs on purity and, you know, and you know, silly things like respect and purity. Those are silly things to girls. They don't give a fuck about that. They'll do anything. And it's always been like this. It has never changed. It's never that it didn't come upon because women got to be in the workforce. And no, it was the same shit all the time. OK, it's what it is. Anyway, I've been ranting for 20 minutes. I'm out of here.